We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. Will come your way. Dove Kramer, Tommy Lugauer on the other side of the glass. And, bro, the disaster that is the New York Football Giants, the 2018 version of them, which is an extension of the 2017 version of the Football Giants, just continues to be that. As they lose last night to the Atlanta Falcons 23-20. You know, it's funny, Atlanta, who basically was giving up like 40 points to everybody. I mean, their defense was as bad as anybody's in football with all the injuries they had. But you wouldn't have known that watching this game last night, I'll tell you that.
Dude, how low?
I mean, really, let's be honest.
How low can you go with this franchise?
Oh, my God.
I never thought we would sit here and talk about the Giants the way we have to talk about them.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes I close my eyes and I think we're talking about the Jets. I really do.
No, I know.
This organization has been a disaster for a few years now. They're 4-20 in their last 24 games. If things don't turn around, Eli Manning is about to be a 500 career quarterback. That's on its way.
Yep.
I think he's only three games over
500. Is that what it is now?
Yeah.
Three.
Well, because he always loses.
Well, I mean, look, they're 4-19 over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
and 4-20 if you want to include the playoff game.
That's right.
If you want to include that.
Right.
I mean, where do you start? The offense continues to befuddle. They are facing, like you said, Joe, a defense that usually can't stop the run, can't stop anybody.
I think they were giving up 34 points a game.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And the Giants, over the first three quarters of this game, scored 6 points. And even the final eight that they scored, let's face it, they did it against a prevent defense. That's how they scored those points. So they didn't even score 20 points against the Atlanta Falcons. It continues to be disgraceful. And why not start with the offensive line? The offensive line is so bad, and Nate Solder is proving something.
Oh, my God.
Which is you can pay a guy as much as you want. It doesn't make them good. And Nate Solder's proven that.
Yep.
You could pay him as if he's an elite left tackle. That's not going to make him an elite left tackle. I mean, he was awful yesterday.
Awful. In fact, I mean, the first quarter, what are you like? It sacked like three times in the first quarter?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. It's crazy.
No, it really is. It really is. And there's so many things in this game last night. You know, watching this game, you know, like you're right. I mean, obviously they can't put it in the end zone, in the red zone. You know, that 4th-and-1 play where he doesn't see Beckham in the corner and he tries to make that throw across his body. They don't get the touchdown on it. You know, the fact that the coach goes for two, which I understand the explanation that Shermer gave.
Yeah,
but I mean, come on. I mean, what are you doing? Kick the extra point. Make it a touchdown game. I mean, that didn't make any sense to me. And even at the end of the game, I know they're going to lose anyway. But, I mean, you know, the clock is running with no timeouts.
Oh.
And you're running two quarters. First of all, you don't spike the ball immediately after he throws the pass to Ellison to the one-yard line. Right? You don't do that.
Right.
And then you run two quarterback sneaks that you don't get in, and the clock is just melting down.
Dude,
what?
Let me tell you.
I mean, really?
They're going to lose anyway is a loser's mentality, which is okay for us to have. It's okay for us to think that. But if you're the head coach of this football team, who right now looks in over his head.
He does.
Let's just call him like it is.
You know, you're right.
And there's a few cuts from his press conference. I got to play for you in a little bit. They are so bad. They are so bad what this guy's talking about. But your goal when you get the football back after Tavascio hits a 56-yard field goal.
And I couldn't believe Quinn did that. I was very surprised Quinn went for that field goal.
I was too, because what I would have done there on 4th-and-3 is put the ball in the hands of the quarterback and say, go make a play.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I would have said.
I'm with you. Put the game away. End the game.
And he would have. I mean, I'm convinced
probably.
He would have.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But instead, he took the risk of the field goal. It worked, so the game is basically over. But with 1:50 to go, when you get the ball back, Your goal is to score as quickly as you can so that if, God forbid, you can recover an onside kick, which you knew wasn't going to happen. And how pathetic was that onside kick?
That was terrible. We had no chance anyway. It was 5 seconds. What are you going to do? Like try a free kick from wherever they got the ball? I mean, seriously.
I know, but still.
Come on.
But you've got to score as quickly as possible. And the first play, great. Sterling Shepard, 58 yards.
It was beautiful, right? Which, right? Out of bounds, no less.
And I'm sure there are a few people listening that can understand this. Ernie Acosta, who's not here today, lost his fantasy week on that play.
Well, he had a big game. I mean, you look at the I'll tell you one thing. You look at the stats in this game. He had 200-yard receivers.
Yeah, they're great.
Eli's numbers was pretty good.
Yeah.
He almost 400 yards, 27 out of 38. And they didn't score a touchdown until it was 4 minutes left in the game.
That's the problem.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
They got a bunch of yards and zero TDs.
Zero.
Well, they eventually got them, but for the most part, they didn't put the ball in the end zone.
Yep.
So you couldn't have drawn a more perfect situation. 58 yards to Sterling Shepard. They got the ball at the Falcon 14. Get the ball in the end zone. They had to run, Joe, six plays.
I couldn't believe that. Well, I'm looking at that. I'm like, you throw the ball over the middle of Ellison. Okay, you got to the one. He doesn't get in. Immediately, you got to run up to the line immediately and spike the ball.
Yeah.
And then you got to throw the ball into the end zone. You can't run back-to-back.
No.
Back-to-back. You ran two in a row.
You can't make
it up. The clock is just melting down. I'm like, what?
The Giants.
I couldn't believe it.
The Giants,
I couldn't believe it.
They don't just lose. They lose in ways that make you want to never watch football again.
Yeah, no.
That's how they lose. Because, look, I get it. They're going to lose the game at that point anyway.
Sure.
They're running two quarterback sneaks with Eli Manning.
Unbelievable.
What the hell?
And what was that? I know.
It's unbelievable.
It's beyond, bro. It's really, to me, it's just the whole thing that's going on with the Giants. It's almost like the Giants that I watch play, you know, right after the 1963 when they lost the championship game to the Bears. And basically, Ali Sherman dismantled the team.
Right.
And they were a terrible team, you know, for at least the next 3 or 4 years until they got Tarkington there. Then they got to be pretty decent again, at least at the end of the 60s into the early 70s. And then you had the disaster after that, you know, which led to them burning the tickets, you know, in the late 70s and a whole, you know, the fumble deal against the Eagles with Pisarcik and Zonka and all that. I mean, that's what we're looking at now. I mean, it's unbelievable.
When I would read about that era and hear about that era, for anyone my age or even a little bit older, it doesn't even sound real. It's like, that never
happened.
They were terrible. How could that happen?
They were brutal.
Well, we're experiencing it.
They went 18 years without the playoffs. Between 1963 and 81, 18 years without the playoffs.
And that always sounded so foreign to us.
Right.
But now you watch this football team, it doesn't sound that foreign. And you talk about how they couldn't put the ball in the end zone. They're moving the football effectively.
All day.
They're running quick slants to Odell Beckham Jr. And really it came down to this. In the first half of this game, they've got a first down at the Falcon 13-yard line. It's a 7-0 game. Put the damn ball in the end zone.
Yep.
Odell Beckham is open on the second down play, and Eli Manning flings over his head.
I mean, he missed him by 20 yards.
Oh, my God.
In the back of the end zone.
And
20 yards.
On the third down sack, I don't think anybody was open. I think that was more of a coverage sack than anything else.
Right.
And they've got to settle for a field goal.
Yep.
All right, not the end of the world.
Right, 7-3, not terrible.
But then the defense lets them march down the field, really highlighted by a pass interference penalty when Julio Jones was open.
Yep.
Guy was going to catch a touchdown bomb.
Yep. Yep.
Thomas had no choice but to interfere.
Right. Right.
But they settled for three.
Yep, well, that really held them to just the 3 points. That actually was not a bad pass interference.
No, it turned out that's all they could do.
Right. Right.
But then the other killer is they get the ball to start the second half great. They convert on a 3rd and 8 on a big play to Sterling Shepard. Here we go. On 4th and goal from the 2, they go for it. And I got to defend the coach. I think you have to.
Yeah, no, I think you got to go for it there.
You got to go for it.
I had no problem with him going for it there.
I think the problem is they end up throwing the ball to Scott Simonson.
Well, when you had Odell open, and throw the ball to Odell. Even you see Sherman basically saying that.
Of course.
No, it's unbelievable.
And this happens in the NFL all the time, so this isn't new. After they turn the ball over on downs, my thought is this. All right, you know what? If the defense can make a stop the way the Browns did against the Buccaneers after they failed on 4th and goal from the 1, hey, you'll get great field position. So what happens? It's 3rd and 10, Falcons from their own 13-yard line, and Mario Edwards sacks Matt Ryan. Oh, look at this.
Yep.
Oh, the Giants are set up. Wait a second. Defensive hold on Eli Apple. Oh, my God.
We've seen that before.
And even though that drive ended with the Julio Jones fumble, it's about field position,
question.
It changed the whole game.
Good challenge there. I'll give Sherman credit for the good challenge on that fumble.
Well, you know, Joe, I'm glad we're doing that because, Coach Sherman, if you're listening, we're going to the positives.
Right, right.
And that was the thing that Sherman said in the post. Yeah, listen to this. Oh, my God.
I didn't hear the post game.
This guy is 1-6 as head coach of the Giants.
Yep.
He's 1-6.
No, we understand.
So he's asked about every bad play the offense ran, rightfully so. And he starts begging for some, let's talk about some good things. Listen to this guy.
There's a 32 play. I know you don't want to go through everything.
Yeah, and then we thought it was man. We're getting man. We got zone, and Saquon got knocked back. Yeah. That's a bad one. Anybody want to ask me about a good one?
No, oh my God. Wow.
No, I'm talking.
I tell you,
right, coach, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about
coach
that.
Coach, he's treading on dangerous territory.
Oh.
When you start saying, when you are 1-6 and you lose again and you can't even... You know, let's be honest. You barely score a touchdown against this team who was giving up gobs of points to everybody and anybody, okay? And you are sitting there to the New York media saying, can we talk about something good? I mean, what?
He doesn't get it.
You're in trouble. No, seriously. I mean, you are going down a slippery slope very early in your coaching tenure.
Very early.
Now, let's be honest about it.
The house burned down, but let's talk about the fact that, we were able to save.
Made some nice plays. We had a couple, you know, Sterling Shepard made some nice plays. So did Odell.
Dude,
I mean, come on.
Dude, you scored 20 points, really 12, basically,
right,
against one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
Yeah, no question.
And you want to talk about good things? You want to sit there and beg the media to ask some positive questions? No. This isn't Cleveland. This isn't Minnesota. This is New York. And I know it takes time to understand how to deal with the media, and I think in ways he has gotten better because I think he's been more open about some of his answers. For example, and we'll probably spend more time talking about it, the whole two-point conversion thing.
Right, right.
Which I didn't love, but I get it.
Yeah.
So I'm not defending it, but I get
understand
it.
What his thought process was.
Sure.
Well, you know, if we don't get it here, we're still only one possession and a two-point conversion away. We still can get it later. I get that.
But the thing I have a problem with is if it's a different team you're coaching with different personnel who've had different results, I'd say, hey, let's do it.
Right.
You're the freaking Giants.
Right.
You can't find the end zone.
Yep, yep.
This is not the team to be getting too cute right now. And I think that was part of the biggest issue with him. But he's sitting there at midnight begging the New York media, ask me a positive question. What? I mean, come on now. There's no positives. Your team stinks. Yeah, well, where do you want to go here?
I tell you, it's really, when you look at the whole situation, and I don't want to kill Sharma. He wasn't great in Cleveland either, and he looks very bad right now. But it goes back to the entire mindset the Giants had coming into this season that they thought they would be able to contend at the very least for a division title. And you talk about a major and I thought they were going to be I'll tell you, bro, I looked at that team and I said, you know what? There's no reason this team can't make a run in the East.
Right.
I figured the Eagles were coming back. I never expected Philadelphia, and we see what they're doing right now. I never expected Philadelphia to win it again, to go back to a Super Bowl. I didn't know how good the Cowboys or the Redskins were. Why not the Giants in this division? So I thought the same thing that they were thinking. But you talk about a gross miscalculation, that's what's happened here.
Oh,
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Clearly, and I can promise you this, all right? I can promise you this. I will never again say, well, if the Giants could win this game.
No, you can't say that.
And then that?
No. That's all over now.
They're done.
They're done.
They're dead.
Done.
And here was the other thing. There was one other thing from his post-game press conference I didn't love. And that was, and this is a real loser Kotitian mentality. Kotitian, I like to use it. And when you
never good to be called Kotitian.
No, it's not, Joe. It was the whole, do you have to kind of change the message to the team thing?
Right.
Listen to the coach here.
You don't worry at some point if you keep saying the same thing over?
No.
That it sort
Did
of
our guys not play hard? Did our guys not fight to the end? Did our guys do a lot of good things, but not enough to win? Yes. So the encouragement is to keep doing it and do more things right.
No.
Done.
No.
That's it. And and that's the message as you move forward. And right is right. We got to do enough to win a game.
Dude, the effort? Who cares anymore?
Yep.
You're losing every week.
Yep.
I don't think that stuff matters. It sounds great.
No, you got to win a game.
You
it comes back. The bottom line is, it's the NFL. You have to win a game. I mean, it just comes down to that. There's nothing else left to be said.
Hey, man, I'll tell you, if I'm a little league coach,
should there be any reason? Of course, you should be playing hard. Well, that should be a given.
That's expected.
Right. That's what I mean. That should be a given.
That's a message I'll give the little league team. Hey, you guys are trying hard. All right, you're battling.
Right.
You're learning. This is a professional football team that has aspirations of making the playoffs. I don't care what Carl Banks said. When you go out and you draft a running back with the number two pick in the draft.
Of course.
And you double down on your veteran quarterback and you sign a left tackle for $1 billion.
Yes, right.
And you sign a left guard that you move to right guard and you're now benching because he stinks. You're trying to win.
Of course.
It's not about effort anymore. Well, the effort's there. Great. You never win. You're 1-6. And I don't know when they're going to win. I don't know where the wins are coming from. And it's getting to the point where I think a lot of Giant fans are going to start to say to themselves, I don't want to win. I just want to go 1-15. I want the number one overall pick.
And let's get the best quarterback out there.
Yeah. Because guess what? You've got competition. And that competition is John Gruden and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Because they're just dealing guys away, yeah. Which we'll get to.
Boy, oh boy. A number one for Amari Cooper? That's a little steep, isn't it?
Well, hey,
I know Dallas is desperate for receivers, but a number one for Amari Cooper?
It's all about market. And if the Eagles are offering a two and you want them, where do you go?
Right.
You got to go to a number one.
Yeah, well.
But they've got competition in the Raiders because the Raiders right now are 1-5.
Yep.
They're trading away all their talented players.
Yep.
And guess what they're eyeing with the number one pick in the draft? A quarterback.
Sure.
The problem is there was a report this weekend that Herbert out of Oregon may not even leave school.
Oh, is that right?
Which would just be, you can't make it up.
Yeah. And Tua can't come out yet.
No, not yet. They'd have to take next year for Tua. Yeah, seriously. What an ugly, ugly scene.
Oh, my God.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.